Bowdoin. The annual Bowdoin Days Pro Rodeo attracted some of the top competitors in North America as they try to qualify for the Canadian Rodeo Finals and the National Finals Rodeo in the U.S., the top rodeo in the world, Bowdoin and District Ag Society President Keith Bailey says. Professional ladies barrel racer Donna K. Rule of Oklahoma and tie-down roper Ty Harris of San Angelo, Texas were among those who competed in the rodeo held July 14-16. Bailey said during an interview with the Alberton. He said they were part of an unusually larger group of competitors who came not only from the U.S., but as far away as Australia. There's always a few, that, come from far away. But this year we had a few more from the U.S. come up and compete this year for sure, he said. Bailey has a theory as to why so many came up from so far away. I think it the way our weekend falls with Calgary and there's not a lot of other rodeos and some U.S. competitors are trying to get some rodeos in so they can make the finals, he added. The junior rodeo on the Sunday was also a success. The junior rodeo went really good, everyone had fun, he said. Everyone got a prize and lots of smiling faces, so I think it was really good. It's too early to say for sure, but Bailey's initial impression is that attendance was up. The organizing committee will have solid figures later. It was a very good weekend, he said. Everyone had a great time. Another highlight was the crowning of the Bowdoin Days Rodeo Queen Tyler Jamison, the first in about 40 years, according to Town of Bowdoin Mayor Rob Stewart. Bailey says she'll be great for the rodeo in particular and Bowdoin in general. She'll go to a few different rodeos and promote Bowdoin and the sport of rodeo together, he said. A rainstorm interrupted the rodeo for a little while on Saturday night, but couldn't stop that cowboy and cowgirl spirit, Bailey said. You can't control the weather. We could try to control lots of stuff that we can't control that, he said. Everyone just kinda took a little break there and then I went back at, Other than that episode, the rodeo had pretty good weather. So did the parade on Saturday morning. Bailey said he and other organizers are very thankful for all the support they received from sponsors and spectators.